All praises is due to Allah. Now, today, I want to give you something simple. I want to help you understand types and shadows. Types and shadows is something is a foreshadow. Like, for instance, something happens and then later it happens again. History repeats itself. In the Bible, I love the Bible. The Bible has the answers to life. The Quran is also. Thank you for the Quran, but the Bible, the B, comes first. You have to understand that. In order to understand the Quran, you have to understand the Bible. The Bible came first before the Quran, and that's why it says in the Holy Quran, confirming what came before. The Quran is a confirmer. It confirms what came already. The B, the Bible, is first. This is the reason why the devastation took place in Gaza. Allah told me personally, I come personally in his person. He told me personally. He said, the scholars don't know the Bible. This is the reason why the devastation took place. I'm telling you, in 3D, 1080p, right now, HD, inside David, you can spell the word vid. That goes for video. I am the man that's under the camera. I'm the man who's never false. Everything I do is under the spotlight. Screenshot confirmations. All my girls know. I take pictures for every fucking thing. Why? To protect my ministry. Now, let's go to types and shadows. Very simple. There's a man in the Bible by the name of Yosef or Joseph. Joseph was the son who was most closest to the father, for Jacob made him a coat of many colors. All of his brothers was jealous of him. Now keep in mind, my daughters, did you know where your daddy was born? Nope. You don't know. You didn't ask. Your daddy was born in St. Joseph Hospital. I remember when I was born. I literally crept inside the hospital room. I came down and I remember conversations with my mother and the doctor that is disturbing. The doctor and my mother was saying something about me while I came inside. I didn't come. I came. The baby came out of my mother's womb, of course. But me, the spirit, the person, I came down from the heavens right inside the hospital room. And the proof is I know pieces of the conversation that they was talking about me. And it's very disturbing. It's embarrassing what they were saying about me. And I will only say that when I come into power, I would tell the full story. But bottom line, I was born in St. Joseph's Hospital. The address is 700 Broadway Boulevard. For my daughters that know me, I have 30 albums online, and I have mixtapes. I have a guy by the name of Stunner who goes by the name of Benjamin Broadway, BKA 700. I had a brother that was rapping with me who was really my name. I'm really Broadway. I was born on Broadway. I'm really 700. That's the address of the hospital. I'm really the Stunner. I'm about to shock the Arabians because Al-Mahdi is black. Okay? All of his name was my name. Everything about the man's name was my name. And he was rapping with me about Jesus. And didn't know he was rapping to Jesus. He was rapping to the daddy of Jesus. I'm here. Okay, in 3D and living color. There's a guy in the Bible by the name of Joseph. The man was falsely murdered. He was not killed. His brothers wanted to kill him. But they came up with a plan to sell him into slavery. And that's exactly what happened with God the Father. God the Father was sold into being broke. I was sold into slavery. I was sold into being a Jew that is in captivity. But I will come out and I will be just like Joseph. I got the corn. Inside corn, you can spell Quran. You can spell Quran with a K. You can spell Quran with a Q. You can spell Quran with a C. I am the corn that's going to save the world. All of my daughters that are with me, that are following me, are not smart. Okay, I had more to give my daughters. I do. I wish. Every money I get, I give to my daughters. There's nothing I keep to myself except to unwind and except to party. Other than that, Long as I got weed to blow and I got something to drink, I'm good for the most part. Because when I smoke weed, it's prayer. All throughout the week, all the women I'm talking to, all the problems and everything I'm going through, when I smoke weed, I release the smoke into the heavenlies. Okay, when I'm drinking, I'm not taking shit from no motherfucking body. One thing about Al Medi is I never been a drinker. I hated alcohol my whole life. My dad was a drunk that raised me. My uncles were drunks that raised me. They came home with black eyes. They used to wear shades. Alcohol turned me off as a kid for a long time. Al Medi's never been a drinker. I'm more like a smoker. Alcohol now is my drink. Why? Because I'm the man that have to die. According to the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, it talks about a man that has to die. It says, give strong drink to him that perishes. So in other words, give strong drink to somebody who's going through something. No, give strong drink to the man that knows he has to perish. My name is what? Daquan. I'm the man that knows I have to die. I'm the man that tells you that Allah loves me and I can do whatever I want. Okay, there's nothing I want he won't do for me. He protects me. He knows what I want more than what I don't want. So this is the main reason why I'm still in this circumstance. He knows what I want and he knows what I need and he knows how to differentiate. Kind of like what I do with my daughters. Is that a want or is that a need? That sounds like a want, okay? Daquan is a man that can do whatever he want. Now, for my daughters, you got to keep in mind, I'm a simp. I could be a pimp. Why? All the money we spending is my money. Let me tell my daughter something. Do you realize, daughter, there's nothing you can give me? There's nothing you can give me. You're mine already. Money is mine. All of the money has my name on it. There is absolutely nothing you can give me, but there's absolutely everything I can give you. Everything. All I want is your loyalty and respect. I want women that want my heart. Christina Black is a woman that has my heart. That's one woman I know I can get anything I need from her. Whatever I give her, she can give me. Okay? It's not all about receiving, young daughters. It's all about giving. Giving is better than receiving. Okay? But when it comes to sex, a woman will always out-receive a man. Because a woman can get boring with your stroke. A woman is the receiver of the dick. She's going to adapt to the dick and be cool with the dick. Okay, a man can have fun for a minute. He can always have fun for a minute. But for a woman, it's a new stroke. For a woman, it's a new stroke because she can adapt to you. She's going to receive everything you give. So when it comes to ladies, Al Medi knows the game. I know the game. I know that it ain't about sex. As much as fucking horny ass people are in these fucking chat groups going fucking nuts about sex, it ain't about it. You want to know what it's about? It's all about loyalty and it's all about respect at the end of the fucking day. Because let me tell you something, everybody's pussy stinks sometimes. Okay? Everybody has a bad day. At the end of the day, it's all about loyalty and respect. Who do you belong to? Who do you serve? Is you going to serve him when the pussy's stinking? Is you going to serve him when the pussy's smelling good? Is you going to serve him when you're having a bad day? Is you going to serve him when you're having a good day? It all belongs to him. There ain't nothing you can give me. There ain't nothing you can give me. Al Medi's in the game with the motherfucking truth, okay? Now, you got this message with the picture. That's it. You got it just like that. But it's in 1080p. It's in high quality volume. And that's the real talk. Man, we finna take over the world. This is an Al Medi sermon. We are about to take over the world. All I need is daughters that are committed. You're not getting nothing now. I ain't got nothing now. They don't want to give me nothing now. I'm better than them. I look better than them. I smell better than them. I sound better than them. I do better than them. They ain't finna give me nothing. They expecting you to give me something. Okay? The real truth is, all we got to do is keep getting more daughters and more daughters and more daughters. Okay? The more we get more daughters, the more I'm going to charge for the first video on the news. I'm telling you, I'm going to get them crackers. And I'm not saying that to be racist. It's just a slang. I'm going to tell them, look at here. I've been reaching out all this time. Y'all playing games. This is how many daughters I got. This is how much money I got before I get on the news. Okay? It's that simple. Let's take over the world. Let's show the world who the Black Messiah is. Stop chasing nickels and dimes. Stop trying to put me on your agenda. You focused on the gift card. You focused on the Razor card. You focused on the Apple card. You focused on your wallet address. No, fuck that. That's nickels and dimes. Do a video. Do a picture. Spread that shit to everybody in your messenger. Get rid of some friends that you don't really need. Get this shit out here. The more we get this shit out here, the bigger the motherfucking payment is going to be towards you when they come to cash me out. I ain't playing no games. I'm the real Messiah. These dudes is dumb. My God told me I'm ahead of them. They don't know anything. The Arabians is chasing Sandra. Okay? They chasing booty. Okay? They named after Muhammad with four women. They carry the name of Muhammad with four women. At the most. The best of them. Okay? Al Maddie's in the game with the truth. Assalamu alaikum.